Just making it onto the Jamaican team was just pretty amazing experience, you know. And I did that as a junior at South Carolina. So, you know, making that first Olympic team and just being on the Jamaican team, just knowing that, you know, at that time they were the, you know, we had the fastest people in the world on our Jamaican team. And I knew that going out for the team was going to be very hard, very difficult. It wasn't going to be easy at all. And I felt like maybe no one else knew that I was going to make that team except myself, because this was a dream that I've had since a young child, you know, when I was just started running track. And you know, so to make it to the Olympics and to compete at such a big stage with the world's fastest runners and being on the Jamaican team was just a pretty special moment for me. You know, I chose to run for Jamaica because I was born in Jamaica. I left Jamaica, you know, when I was almost 5 years old, and came to New York, Uniondale, New York. And my half of my family, you know, still in Jamaica, and half, you know, are in New York. So for me to go back down to Jamaica and see my family there, my grandma and my aunts and cousins, and for them to watch me run at the stadium was a pretty special moment for me. You know, I've always, even though I left Jamaica at a young age, I went back every holiday we could until I got to high school, pretty much, because that's when track started, you know, really picking up. I started running track, and you know, our schedule was pretty busy, so I didn't get to go back, you know, for Christmas and those holidays that we normally did go back for. But you know, making it on that team, being on the team with some of the world's fastest runners, it was pretty amazing. And to do it as a college athlete